Her mother smiled again, took one of Ambrose's hands, raised it to her mouth, and kissed the knuckles.
"She's pleased to see everyone now," said Athena. "Extraordinary, isn't it? We remember what she used to be like."
"Indeed."
"So how are you, Ambrose?"
"Oh,"
he struggled.
"I had an appalling experience this afternoon."
"Oh, yes?"
"I went to the cinema."
"I didn't think you had a picture out at the moment."
"It was a reissue."
"Oh, I see."
"And I was watching an informational short that came earlier in the programme when I suddenly realised that it was a re-edited version of a piece that I'd shot last June. Someone had taken the film, disassembled it, and... Athena?"
She'd been standing with her head cocked, her attention clearly elsewhere.
"Sorry, I thought I heard the start of a wobbler. Imagined it. You were saying about the appalling thing that happened?"
"Yes. Someone had revoiced one of my shots and reused it in a completely different context. Actually, revoiced it."
She nodded, but absently, having clearly missed the import of the story. In the momentary silence, his stomach gave an audible moan.
"Is there really nothing to eat?"
"I'm afraid not. There's plenty of punch."
"I've had some."
"Food's really the last thing in my mind these days."
"You're thinner, certainly."
"It's all the worry."
She smiled bleakly.
"Still, we all have worries."
"Of course."
He wondered which of his own troubles he could usefully lay before her.
"I spotted today that half my bloody roof's been blown off."
"Snap."
"And I can't get a man to come and mend it."
"Double snap. I had to send Harris up there last week with the tarpaulin."
"Oh."
That was no good then. He pondered for a moment.
"I'm stuck for a domestic as well. I don't suppose your housemaid could stretch to a..."
"She's off making shells."
There was a pause, which Athena seemed disinclined to fill.